Are you ready to get informed and inspired? This is the Homeschool Hope Podcast, where you are introduced to the people and the products to equip you for your homeschooling journey. Whether you are a veteran homeschooler, are just getting started, or haven't even started yet, this show will give you the hope in the future of home education. Hey everyone, Steve Donahue here. The affiliate focus for today is the HSLDA, or the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. It has been around advocating for homeschoolers since 1983, and it's an indispensable part of your homeschooling peace of mind. For just $120 per year, you can be assured that you have the resources of specialized legal professionals to defend and further your rights to homeschool your children. In addition to the legal and professional help that you can receive there, members of the HSLDA also receive consultation for preschool through eighth grade, as well as high school consultation, special needs consultants, forms and sample letters for your state, advice for DMV and work permits, discounts on national products and services, and much more. If you're not a member yet, what are you waiting for? You can either click on the banner on the right side of the web page, or you can simply click in the show notes to learn more. Hey everyone, this is Steve Donahue, and I've got a special guest with us today, and I'm real excited about speaking with him. Cameron Cloud is with us, and Cameron is the husband of Lynn, father of Will and Dylan, and pastor of Hatcher Baptist Church for the past 16 years. He's got a PhD in biblical studies, and he serves as an adjunct professor for several Christian colleges and seminaries. And what is particularly interesting for this show is that he is a homeschooled homeschooler. And we're going to get to that here in just a little bit. But welcome, Cameron.
It's good to be with you.
And why don't we just start by why don't you tell a little bit about yourself? I just mentioned just a few things, but if you wanted to go a little bit more detail, that would be great, about yourself or your family.
Sure. My wife and I, Lynn, we've been married for 22 years. We have two sons. Our oldest son is Will, and he's 16. My youngest son is Dylan. And we have one cat of indeterminate age. we live in Cumberland, Virginia. And as you mentioned, I pastor the Hatcher Baptist Church. We've been here for right at 16 years and very blessed and just love where we live, love living in the country.
All right. That's great. And as you mentioned to you before, that one of the purposes with the Homeschool Hope podcast is I'm really hoping to encourage a lot more people to become homeschoolers by telling success stories about people who have been in our homeschooling. And you have got a unique perspective because you not only homeschool your kids, but you were homeschooled yourself. And that goes back a bit. In fact, probably when you were homeschooling, people were frowning upon homeschooling. So why don't you go ahead and tell me a little bit about what got you into homeschooling and a little bit about what it was like to be homeschooled back in the dark days.
Sure. There weren't a lot of homeschoolers back when my family decided to homeschool. My dad was involved in ministry because that he was traveling, and he and my mom decided that it was best for our family to be together instead of him being off ministering. And so we traveled about 50 weeks out of the year. So that was really about the only option that we had. Mm-hmm. Back then, there weren't a lot of homeschoolers, and there weren't a lot of homeschooling options. But we found what worked for us, and that's by that choice is how we got into it. As far as when I was a student, when I was a child, when it came time for my wife and I to start our oldest son into school, and we knew that he was ready. Just public education was not an option for us for several reasons, primarily because of the underlying philosophy that's inherent in the curriculum and some other things as well. But
exactly,
our options were limited, and homeschooling just was a great fit for us and for our situation. Of course, with my background being homeschooled, we just really found that it was the right choice for us. We've not regretted it at all, and that was just how we got into it. We started our son off from the very beginning, homeschooling him, and it's just really worked very well for us.
Now, when you were growing up, being homeschooled yourself, did your parents have a particular curriculum that they followed? Were there any curriculum? I know that there were some that that were starting to have curriculum available then. But what did you use? Was it kind of a hodgepodge of stuff, or did they just use a Christian curriculum that Christian schools used, or what did you use?
They used one that was available to Christian schools and home stores at the time. It was ACE, Accelerated Christian Education.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an older edition of it. I think it was maybe the second edition. So it goes way back to when it just had first come out. And it worked well for us. I mean, like I said, there weren't, to my knowledge, a lot of curriculums available. And this was one where there were some schools using this curriculum, and they could keep our records for us and keep a school – an actual academic file for us, so that if there were any questions legally or whatever, we had the evidence that we were being educated, and there was some accountability for grades and so forth. But that was the curriculum that we used back in the 70s and early 80s.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Now, of course, today there's, you know, everybody and their brother's got a curriculum out there, so there's plenty to choose from then. But back then it probably wasn't so much. But well, as you might imagine, with people just getting started with homeschooling, there's challenges. They don't think they can do it, and I don't want anybody to think that it is all a piece of cake. And so why don't you tell a story about a challenge that either you faced growing up being homeschooled, or a challenge that you've had in your own family homeschooling now?
Well, okay, I think maybe a little bit of, if I can, a little bit of both, and maybe not take too long with either one. But I think the great challenge was over when I was young, and apparently, well, it's still around today, I think, to a certain degree, is the misconceptions that people have about homeschooling.
Right.
Of course, it's been around now that there's so many stereotypes that have built up now. Back then, nobody had any stereotypes about homeschooling because they had no clue what you were talking about.
Right.
And we ran into issues with, you know, people seeing us out in public and, oh, well, why aren't you in school? And if you said, well, I'm homeschooled, they didn't know what you were talking about. But there was a lot of misconceptions about, you know, would we be able to get to college? Would we be able to, are we actually getting a, you know, good education? Or, and of course, over time, some of those have continued, perhaps not as much because homeschoolers have just consistently demonstrated that they are academically, well, not just equal, but on many cases above average.
Right. Yeah.
So that was the really big challenge, I think, for us when we were, or at least not the biggest, but it was certainly a challenge early on when I was a student being homeschooled. Perhaps I think the biggest challenge as a homeschooling parent is that sense of responsibility that rests on your child's in a school. There's a certain responsibility that you abrogate to that school and teachers. You're trusting them to handle making sure your child is getting what they need. But when you're homeschooling, I mean, it rests on you to make sure. It's just pretty heavy sense of responsibility. And I think that any parent that's, you know, you're concerned, you want to make sure that they get it, that they're being educated, they're learning the things that are necessary, not just from an academic standard of what the state may expect or the government may expect to meet some kind of standard, or, you know, getting into college, but making sure they're getting genuine education, you know, not just completing the work and ending up with a diploma, but you really, and I think sort of that's the urgency that you homeschool out of,
right?
Is that you want to make sure that they're not just going through the motions, that they're genuinely getting the intangibles. And so that to me has probably been the biggest challenge, as a homeschooling parent.
Right. And would you agree that it's really an extension of parenting itself? I mean, anybody can parent, but it takes some responsibility and some discipline to parent well, right?
Sure. Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's sort of the, you know, I think that's probably what is a driving motivation for many people that I know that homeschool is just wanting to be a good parent, wanting to do the job well. That is, I think it's a strong motivation in the homeschooling area.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, what have you learned from those challenges, do you think, personally and as a family, and that you might be able to pass on to other homeschoolers?
Well, I think it's important in having a sense. I mean, you probably don't ever feel like you have a sense as a parent that you succeed until they're, you know, until they reach maturity and they're gone, but you do.
And then you probably have regrets.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know any parents that really feel, well, I'm the parent that I want to be, or I've been what I want to be. But I think one of the things that helps with that burden of responsibility is just being informed, being focused on what your goals are with your children, and then just being disciplined to stick with it. And even the days and weeks when you feel like you're failing, you know, the parenting to me, and of course, as you said, homeschooling fits within this part of parenting. Parenting is a long game. It's not a short game. And from a pastor's point of view, to me, it's sort of like pastoring. I don't see the results of everything that I do immediately. If I get up and preach a sermon, I may not see the results of that immediately. I have to play the long game.
Right.
And it's
exactly
the same thing. Same thing with parenting and homeschooling. Those days and weeks where you feel like it's not working and you're just failing, you just have to be focused, disciplined, stay with it, and know that even when you're being tough on your kids, it is worth it. And you may not be being tough enough. That's
right.
But you just have to keep them to it and keep yourself to it. And I think that's the best way to carry that burden is just know that you're doing, you know, you make sure that homeschooling is what you're supposed to be doing. And then you just, you know, as the Bible says, you don't be weary in well doing. You just keep at it.
Right.
And pays off in the end. I know it's certainly I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm patting my parents on the back. It certainly turned out for them. It worked for them. I am certainly just eternally grateful that they made that choice for us for many reasons. And I just believe in the long run that it is the dividends are well worth the investment.
Yeah, that's great. Well, that kind of brings up the next question. That is, let's turn the tide to the other side of the spectrum. And that is a success story. Obviously, you know, you've been able to earn a PhD and, you know, a successful pastor, and you're able to communicate well, those kinds of things. That's all an indication that they did something right in homeschooling you. Do you have a particular success story you'd like to point to, whether it be with your own kids or with yourself?
Well, I think from having come through homeschooling, as you mentioned, I've been able to continue on with my education, and I firmly believe that what prepared me for the perseverance of finishing a very long and arduous process was the task of homeschooling, of knowing, for example, in our situation, when I was a child, when I was a student, we knew that we had a certain amount of work to do each day, and we were going to stay with it until it was done. My dad said, you know, if you finish, you get this work done, when you're finished with this day's amount of work, you're finished. And so just sort of take it, that, just learning that, this isn't really a word, but stick-to-itiveness, perseverance, and I think a large part of that came from having to be the self-motivation that comes with homeschooling. Yes, the parent is responsible, but there is a certain amount of self-motivation that the child has to develop. And I think that was a key ingredient for me. I think for my own seeing them develop an enjoyment of learning, not just accumulating knowledge, and I'm not meaning they're learning to enjoy school, when they begin to take the initiative in learning and reading and researching things they're interested in apart from school, I feel like one of the key benefits of homeschooling is the interest that it sparks in them to learn and to, you know, again, not necessarily things in textbooks, but reading in general and trying things and hands-on kind of activity that they don't really get in other academic settings.
Yeah, I found that to be true too, that the biggest thing is actually giving them the skill to learn and then the desire to be able to learn. Those are two things that are just essential for any education.
Sure, and I think, you know, like if you say a success story, I don't know that, you know, both of mine are still in school, so ultimate success maybe in one sense graduation, but I think an even greater success is that along the way they pick up an enjoyment of learning. And you know, the old saying is all truth is God's truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to have a heart for truth, and knowledge is a part of that. God, you know, God puts that in us to know. And so, yeah, I think seeing when you start seeing that spark in their minds where they do it on their own, and you know that they'll be lifelong learners hopefully because of it.
Yeah, that's good. Well, what has been something that your family has been able to do because you've homeschooled that you wouldn't be able to do in a different situation? And I know that, you know, with growing up, your dad was able to be a traveling evangelist, and so you weren't having to be, you know, pulled out of school all the time because you could go to school with him. But you might want to share something else, or you might want to expand on that, either one. But
sure. Well, I mean, I could talk for a long time about when I was growing up, and we did travel, like I said, about, you know, over 50 weeks of the year we were away from what we called our home base.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, I mean, we would have been able to travel otherwise, and there were just not the options that there are available today. And my parents just felt like it was best to keep the family together and not, again, not leave my mom and my brother and I at home, and my dad travel across the country himself. And they just said, you know, we're not going to split up our family over this. And so we were all together. So that from family cohesion and family togetherness, that was made possible because of homeschooling. And then, wow, to get to see some of the places that we saw, the historical sites, everywhere we would go, if we were near, you know, battlefields or national monuments or things. I got just an education in itself through that. So all that was made possible.
Sure.
Through homeschooling. And then, you know, for my own family, as a pastor, it has fit very well with the flexibility of schedule to be able to make certain that we have that time. You know what it's like in ministry. The challenge often is to have, between all the things going on, to have make time for family.
Mm-hmm.
And it has really provided a certain flexibility of schedule that allows us more time together, and made that easier to achieve. And then some of the extracurricular activities that the boys have been involved in is certainly something that would be, we live in the country, and we love that, and there's benefits of that, but it makes it difficult to be involved in some of the extracurricular activities, such as sports and drama and things of that nature. So the flexible schedule, again, is so well with that, to be able to help them engage in some things that we believe will help them be well-rounded and involved in just, you know, good building activities.
Yeah, that's good. So is there anything that you would have done differently looking back on it now that would have made your homeschooling better than what it is?
Well, I think maybe one that's a good question. Of course, hindsight's generally pretty good. perhaps I would say maybe starting earlier.
Uh-huh.
To help transfer the personal responsibility to my sons.
Mm-hmm.
There's a temptation to underestimate what they're capable of, and they're to continue to be the motivator for them.
Right.
And I think now, maybe looking back, you can realize, of course, this is different with each child,
mm-hmm.
but they're capable of becoming self-motivated maybe a little earlier than we think. And, you know, we want to stay in there and crack the whip. And sometimes it's good to just step and maybe at an earlier age transfer that personal responsibility for their work and their education to them. So that would probably be one thing, looking back, is maybe starting earlier with that to do it strategically.
Boy, that's good. I like that. Yeah. So is there any resource that you have used that has been indispensable in your education that you think would be good for other people to know about?
Well, primary resource, of course, this is, you know, it's a curriculum. This is the visual video aspect of our curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been well suited to our situation. It might not be for everyone. We understand that. And, you know, a lot of homeschool parents that select a multiplicity of different curriculum options
right.
and bring it together. That's fine. But for us, the video option has proven a very beneficial resource. And of course, the homeschooling group here in our state has been very helpful to us as far as, you know, keeping up with what the state requirements are, and then, you know, just good resources. So that's probably been the two primary, primary resources that have been very beneficial to us.
Oh, that's great. Well, is there anything that you're really excited about right now in terms of your homeschooling or just the development of your children or the educational process that you're involved in, anything like that that really gets you excited right now?
Yeah. I tell you one thing that really I'm pretty excited about and would have loved to have had when I was in school, and that is the various online and dual enrollment options.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I mean, my oldest son is entering into, you know, or he's in high school and entering into, he's in the senior year now, but just even beyond that, options in general. Like I said, when I was
mm-hmm.
a student, there weren't a lot of options. You just sort of had two or three primary choices. And, but now, being able to not only take classes online, but take classes that you get high school and college credit for, and even a lot of the community colleges and various colleges, they can go ahead and during high school be earning college credit.
Yeah, in fact, it seems like a lot of the community colleges particularly encourage students to do a dual enrollment, which, you know, works out really good for homeschoolers.
Well, it does, because it allows them to, you know, continue to be in the home environment and have just such a head start. I mean, it certainly is beneficial in, you know, financial ways
right.
and academic ways, but even just from the side of, you know, I want my student to be better prepared before they're thrust out. And you know, some of the things that we, you know, everyone doesn't homeschool to protect, but there are certain things that we do homeschool to keep them from being exposed too early. So if they can earn some college degrees ahead of time, be a little better prepared before they go out into it. That's very exciting. I mean, I know different families make different choices in their
right.
homeschooling journey, but there's more options available than I think there's ever been. And I think it's good, because I think as the homeschool community grows, I think those options are going to expand and get better.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, I think the future, it's a little cliche to say this, but the future's bright.
Sure it is. Yeah, we are really blessed to stand on the shoulders of those who, like your parents, who only pretty much had one or two choices, and, you know, they were frowned upon for taking those choices. But
sure.
Nowadays, it seems like everybody knows at least somebody who's homeschooling and doing it well. And so it's not socially a stigma anymore. And there are all kinds of options, just like you said. I mean, there's online options. You can do it all in co-ops. You can do it all individually on your own, and it really makes for a lot of options, which are really good. So what would you say is the best advice that you could pass on to somebody who is maybe just trying to get started or considering whether or not to homeschool or, you know, something like that that you'd be able to pass on now, having been a second generation homeschooler?
Well, I would say my first advice is, you know, put homeschooling very near the top of your option list. I mean, I know a lot of times people are weighing the options, and I mean, boy, that is certainly, I would encourage homeschooling, just again from my experience personally and with my children. But just, I guess the best advice I would say is, and this flows from our previous question about the options, find what works for you. Mm-hmm. Find what works for your family, because there are, you know, every family is different, and every situation is different. You know, some mom and dad both might be available, or only one parent, or sometimes grandparents may have to sub in. So find what works for you, your children, your family, your situation, and don't feel pressured into going one particular direction with it. Just, you know, weigh the options, look through it. A lot of people will rule out homeschooling because they think there's only one way of homeschool, when there are a good number, you know, there's a good variety. And I would encourage folks to just, you know, like I said, find what works for you in your particular situation. The parents are the ones who need to make that choice, and they need the ones that decide what's best for their family. And then, you know, then don't worry about what everybody else thinks.
Yeah, that's really good. That's good advice. I like that. Particularly since because there are so many options, you don't really know what your kids are going to excel in when you first get started. But, right. You know, I really feel the best thing is to try something and then tweak it from there. And it may take you 2 or 3 years to figure out exactly the style that your kids learn in best and you know, which curriculum works best and what hours a day works best and all those kinds of things. Can be worked out over time. But I think so many people are afraid to start because they got to have it right from the beginning. But God is gracious enough to give us 18 years with our kids so we can spend some time working on getting it right.
Sure. And every, like I said, every family is different. Every child is unique. And so that makes every family unique. And start in. And like you said, just, you know, adjust, tweak. And of course, the good thing is the earlier you start, the more time you have to tweak.
That's right. That's true. That's a good point.
But yeah, just get started with it. Most homeschoolers I know did the research before they got started. And then when they find something, I know many homeschoolers who changed curriculums after a year or two. And I definitely think you just have to find what works best for your situation and then implement that and not try to be cookie cutter into this is the way you've got to do it because this is the way that I did it. Find what works for your kids.
Yeah, that's good. So, Cameron, if people want to find out more about you, how is the best way for them to do that?
Well, let's see. I have a very, very poorly tended blog they can go to. I don't have a website. But my blog is nephos.wordpress.com.
Uh-huh.
Nephos.wordpress.com. And okay. I post there occasionally and do some book reviews and different commentary and thoughts on things and just whatever happens to be crossing my mind at the time.
All right, very good. And, of course, I'll have that in the show notes for anybody that's interested. They can link to it from there. And, Cameron, I want to thank you for being willing to be online with us here and chat with the folks as they're listening and encourage them in their homeschooling journey. And I hope the best for you in the last few years here as you're getting your kids up and going in their homeschooling and off. And appreciate your time.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be with you, Steve.
All right, you take care.
All right, bye.
Well, I hope you got the information and the inspiration from this show that you needed to help you in your homeschooling journey. For additional information to access all of the resources that were mentioned on this show, as well as all the other resources from past shows, you can get all that at www.homeschoolhope.com. Check it out.